The company said on Friday that it was shutting down because the money ran out and the shutdown would start this week. State DEC said on Sunday work had already started and the state labor department was on site talking to the about-to-be-laid-off workers about their options. Shutting the plant means there will be smoke and fire as the coke oven batteries are closed and flushed out. Jackie James Creedon is director of Citizen Science Community Resources. James Creedon says this started a decade ago over the carcinogen benzene.
We wanted it to be a win-win where, you know, no one would lose their job, that they could, you know, do the right thing, which was to install air pollution control equipment so our residents wouldn't be exposed to the high levels of benzene. And, you know, they just kept on fighting us.
James Creedon says citizens will benefit from the much cleaner air, and she's sorry about those who will lose their jobs. The big issue now will be cleaning up the site, and it is already listed as a Superfund site, so there will eventually be cash for a cleanup. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.